Utilities plan to shut down the West's largest coal-fired power plant at the end of the year. That is if the Navajo Nation doesn't purchase it in a last-ditch effort to save a main source of the tribe's revenue. Many Navajo generating station employees have accepted jobs in Phoenix, but others are looking for ways to make a living on the reservation. From KJZZ's Front Terrace desk in Flagstaff, Laurel Morales reports on a new effort to help them.
For hundreds of years, monsoon storms have flooded the basin south of Page, carving hearts, waves, and teardrops into the red Navajo sandstone. The slot canyons, as they're called, can only be accessed with a Navajo guide. Lester and Roseanne Littleman have permission to lead me down into one such canyon.
This is beautiful. Wow.
Watch your step here.
Okay. My grandson came in here. They call it the Wolf Cave.
The Wolf Cave?
Yes.
They had a big pond here, and my grandkids, they swim in this thing.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Lester has bolted guardrails and steps into the canyon walls. He recently retired from his welding job at the Kayenta coal mine, which feeds the power plant. It will likely shut down at the end of the year, too. Both closures would leave about 800 people without jobs, so the Littlemans and other Navajo are turning to tourism and other small businesses to make money. Lester drives his Suburban over the rocky road back to a campground he's built for visitors, complete with teepees, showers, bathrooms, and views. You can still see the plant's smokestacks from the edge of the canyon.
I used to go all the way around, come back this way, ride my horse all the way around. This is what makes me want to do it, you know?
But starting a business on the Navajo Nation hasn't been easy.
Tribal law is a little different, and it's not the same as out there.
Right.
But you could get your business running within a month, you know?
A Navajo business incubator called Change Labs has helped the Littlemans and other small business owners navigate the red tape. Change Labs director Heather Fleming, who is half Navajo, studied product design at Stanford. Soon after graduating, she started her own business in less than 48 hours, something she says that's just not possible on the Navajo Nation.
Change moves very slowly, and I could argue that the reservation hasn't changed at all since I left for college in 1998. And I can't imagine any entrepreneur building a business plan and presenting it to a bank to get access to a business loan, saying, oh yeah, I'm going to have a business 4 years from now. It depends.
About half the tribe is unemployed. More than a third still live without electricity and running water. Internet is unreliable. Only 18% of the roads on the Navajo Nation are paved. Fleming says without a physical address, you can't really fill out the proper forms to start a business.
I see an economy that's stuck in the flea markets and on the roadsides. And I have to wonder if we created tools, spaces, could you create a new economy that is based on small, local, sustainable, native-run businesses?
Change Labs has received a $1.2 million grant from the W.W. Kellogg Foundation to build a large Silicon Valley-style workspace in Tuba City that will provide laptops, business counselors, workshops on branding, social media, and web design for people like the Littlemans. They also have a mobile unit that will travel across the vast reservation to offer similar services. Fleming hopes this will make a dent in the unemployment rate.
I hope that when I walk in the doors there that I see studious people just hunched over their laptops, people connecting. I hope we see more high school students interested in entrepreneurship in college. I hope that we see more people inspired as to how one can take control of their situation.
Fleming envisions all this happening by the end of the summer. Then Change Labs plans to track entrepreneurs' progress to see if small businesses can actually fill the gap left by the coal industry. Laurel Morales, KJZZ News, Flagstaff.